Shalom Abrachor of the Meseches Boba Metzia Dav Yud Beis. Today's daf discusses what's considered a closed up bias. We discuss closing off paths from the public, dividing a field, and what minimum shiurim are. Then we discuss Nevuah and Chachma. Nevuah went to a Shaita and to Tinoikos. We begin restating our Mishnah. Mar had said that if someone in the Mavoi had a closed off opening, he's allowed to reopen it and people can't stop him. Rava says that's only if it still resembled its original opening, but if he entirely removed the frame, then he's opening a brand new opening and the neighbors can protest. Abai tells Rava, I could even have a braisa to back you up, because we learned that if a house is sealed off, when you divide up the chutzah, you still get dalar amos by that closed off entrance, but if you move the frame, then you lose those dalet amos. And similarly, when it comes to a house that has a mace in it, so if the door is just closed up, it's not going to be metame more than its opening. It's still a house. But if you remove the entire door frame, then you look at the whole house like a caver, and it's going to be metame even dalet amos outside of this house. Next, Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan tells us that if there's a mavoi that opens up into another city, so the city is walking through your mavoi, you're not allowed to close that up. The city is allowed to protest. This is how they get through to the next city. And the chiddush is that even if they have another option of going, Yehuda Marav says that once there's a path that there's a chazaka the Rabbim uses, you're not allowed to take it away from them. Next, Rav tells us, the Rav Anun Omar Shmuel says that if there is a mavoi that opens up into Rishus HaRabim and the people in the mavoi want to put doors that will open up into Rishus HaRabim, the street is allowed to say, Rishus HaRabim, people are allowed to say, don't put your doors in the middle of our Rishus HaRabim. We're going to have to walk around your doors. Now, it seems like the chiddush is that you have those dalet amos outside of the mavoi, like Rav Zeira Ben Nachman said, that the dalet amos right adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim count as Rishus HaRabim, and that's why they have rights to prevent you from putting up the doors, but that's not true. That was Dalet Amos L'Inyan Toma. Over here, the issue is that the doors are going to get in the way of people in Rishus HaRabim. They're going to have to walk around. That's why they could prevent you from putting in doors. Not because of the din of Dalet Amos, that was a Toma-related issue. Now, we had a Machlekes in the Mishnah what the minimum amount of field must remain if you're dividing up a field between two people and putting a chutzah in the middle, a wall in the middle. One said 9 kav, and the Gemara says that it's not a machloikas, it just depends on where they are, what you can plant in a minimal amount of land. Gemara asks, what about in Bavel? What's the minimum? Yosef says the amount that you would plow in one day, a day's worth of plowing land, that area is the minimum that you have to be left with in order to be mechayiv dividing the field. The Gemara says, what do you mean a day's worth of plowing? Are we talking about in the seeding season where it will take 2 days to plow it, or in the plowing season when it's already softened up and it'll take even less than a day? The Gemara says either it's talking about when it's already plowed, but in a place where they plow twice, so taka would fill up an entire day, or you could say it's in the planting season, so it does taka go pretty quick, but it's bumpy land, so it'll be slower with all the rocks. Now, when it comes to dividing a water well, Rabbi Nachman says there has to be a day's worth of irrigation of water supplied to each party. Avudah Shmuel says it has to be 3 kav. We also have a brisa that says when it comes to dividing a kerem, someone is selling some of his vineyard. Simcha says it's a minimum of 3 kav. Otherwise, it's not considered a kerem. Basically, he says that's just divrei nevius. So Machlek is what exactly he means by this comment. It seems like there's no raya. Where'd you get that from? Now, how much is a minimum kerem in Bavel? Rava says it's 3 rows with 12 gifanim in it, enough to hoe in a day. Now, once you mention Nevuah with Rabbi Yossi's exclamation, Rabbi Avdimi The Min Chaifa says that once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Nevuah was taken from Nevi'im. It was given to Chachomim. Now, it's not saying that the Chachomim didn't have it until then. They were Nevi'im also. It means that it wasn't taken from Chachomim. It was left with the Chachomim. And Amimra points out that a Chacham is greater than a Navi because the Pasuk compares a Navi to a Chacham. The Navi Levav Chachma. You see that the Chachma is the greater thing which a Navi is attaching to. The Katan is hung on the Gadol. Now, Abaye says, you should know, I'll bring you a Raya that Chachma is the greatest thing and that Chachamim have Nevuah. Rashi says that I can prove that it wasn't taken away from them because you can see Talmid Chachamim who say things and then another Talmid Chacham says the exact same thing. You see that they're in sync with prophecy. Rava says that's not necessarily a raya. Maybe they both share a mazel and they both got this vort through their shared mazel. Rather, Rava says you can tell that Chachamim still have Nevuah with Sion HaMabez. He says in the name of Rabbi, if someone's Talmid Chacham says a vort, and it turns out that Rabbi Akiva Bar Yosef said it, no one's in the same mazel as Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the greatest of the great. Rav Ashi says, no. Maybe in this particular vort, Hitaka is in the mazel of Rabbi Akiva. It seems like we can touch and tap into aspects of Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva. Rather, Rav Ashi says, you could see that they have Nevuah. Talmid Chachamim have Nevuah. Because a Talmid Chacham will say a vort, and it turns out it's a Haloch L'Mesh Mesinai. If he's tapping into that, that's Nevuah. Maybe it's just a good guess. Nah. You have to give a good svara behind your vort. You can't just guess Haloch L'Mesh Mesinai. Next, Rav Yochanan says, once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we lost Nevuah, but it was given to Shoitim and Tinoikos. When have we seen that Nevuah was given to Shoitim? We find Mar Bar Rav Ashi, he was in the market in Mechuza, and he heard the Shoita say that the next Rosh Yeshiva in Masa Mechasya is going to sign his name Tavyumi. Now, Mar Bar Rav Ashi happens to be, he said, oh my gosh, that's how I sign my name. So he went to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, by the time he got there, the Rabbanan already pointed Rav Achami Difti as the Rosh Yeshiva. Oh, so Rav Ashi hears about this, so he backs down. When they found out that he was in town, they sent him to Talmid Chachamim to ask him some advice. Rav Ashi held on to them. He didn't let them go back to the yeshiva. He delayed them. They didn't know where their two Talmidim were, so they sent two more. He kept on doing this until he had a minyan. Once he had a minyan, he said, oh, now we can start. And he started his yeshiva with those 10 messengers. He needed 10 for the Yarche Kalo. You don't give shir to Yarche Kalo with less than 10 people. When Rav Achav Chap, that Rav Ashi was starting his own yeshiva, Masi Mechasa, he said, my bad mazel. The way mazels work is that once it's going bad, it's gone. Once it's going good, it gets great. And you can't easily make it bad. If Rav Ashi is here and he's taking over, that's my mazel. He's the rightful Rosh Hashiva Masa Mechasya. It's fascinating. There was no machlokes in that. Mamash, he stole his talmidim to start a yeshiva and take over the town. It was meant to be. Where do we see that Tinoikos got Nevuah after the Beis Hamikdash? We find this with the daughter of Rav Chista. She was sitting on her father's lap as a child, and in front of her there was Rava and Rami Bar Choma, who, incidentally, were both going to be her husbands later in life. Chista asks his daughter, which one of these would you like to marry? And she said, both. Rava jumped up and said, I'll be last. Fascinating why, you know, if she's going to be married both, something's going to happen to the first husband, so he wanted to be the second one. It could be the reason why Rami Bar Choma didn't say he wanted to be last, because if the reason why she would marry two husbands is because of divorce, maybe there's a reason why he wouldn't want to marry her to be the second husband. And finally, Rev Avdimi, the Min Chaifa, says that before someone eats or drinks, he has two hearts. Hard to concentrate. Once he eats and drinks, he's focused in on one heart. Like the pasuk says, Ish nevoiv yelaviv. Hallowed hearts. And the pasuk says, Nevoiv luchos, which we translate as Chalil Luchin. Now Rav Huna Ber Rav Yeshua says that if someone regulates himself to drink wine, even if his heart is closed like a basula, the wine will open him up. Like the pasuk says, "V'sirus yinoyvev basulais." Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.